Good afternoon. Welcome to another News and Focus podcast. Got a very short article here entitled Study Finds Pornography Destroying a Generation of Youth. According to police reports over the past 3 years, a new study finds over 5,000 offenses of under 18-year-olds commit child sexual abuse. The findings received from probation inspectors in February of 2013 found police, social workers, and teachers were missing the warning signs that a child may sexually offend. The study concludes pornography and sexual promiscuity are destroying a generation of young people. The National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children is reporting that from 2009 to 2012, over 5,000 sexual assaults in England involved a child penetrator raping or sexually assaulting another child. Of the cases reported, 98% of the perpetrators were boys, 20% of the victims were family members, and one-third of the victims were a family friend. So 98% of the perpetrators were boys, 20% of the victims were another family member, and a third were a friend of a family member. From the youngest age, children mimic what they see. If they see sex acts, many children naturally practice these life-changing acts on vulnerable infants and children nearby. The offending children are ordinarily not aiming to do harm, but rather to act grown up as they practice the fascinating, toxic stimuli adult society has cold-heartedly loosed into their developmental environments, says Judith, visiting professor of Liberty School of Law. We are allowing the cannibalization of our children, said Reisman. Thanks to the latest advances in neuroscience, we now know that pornographic visual images imprint and alter the brain, triggering an instant, involuntary, but lasting biochemical memory trail. And once new neurological pathways are established, they are difficult or impossible to delete. So that alone should be reason enough for us as parents to be overboard, over the top in protecting our children from the internet and the plethora of ways in which pornographic images and material is infiltrating into the eye gates of your children. Pornographic images also cause secretion of the body's fight or flight sex hormones. These triggers transmit and produce non-rational involuntary reactions. Media erotic fantasies become deeply embedded, commonly coursing, confusing, motivating, and addicting many of those exposed. This scientifically documented neurochemical imprinting affects children and teens especially deeply. Their still developing brains process emotions differently, with significantly less rationality and cognition than the adult brain, Reisman continued. The mainstreaming of pornography since the 1950s directly coincides with the unprecedented explosion in sexual disease and a huge exponential increase in new types of pornographic copycat sex crimes by and to juveniles and adults. Such facts should inform the legal arguments about free speech versus pornography in public and even private venues, Reisman concluded. Well, once again, another solid reason to protect your children from the nastiness. And I want to ask you, when you allow your child to spend the night at another person's home, do you know what's happening once mom and dad go to bed. Do you know that? Do you know what they're doing? Are you confident in the home that you're allowing your child to spend in, that there is filters and gates and protections in place? Are you confident about that? Do you know that your child will not be exposed to pornography? Because once they see that filth, it will be exceptionally difficult, one, to get those thoughts out of their mind, and two, not to want to see it again. So I want to encourage you as parents to protect your children from the garbage. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.